Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a very exciting episode of the Digital Embellishment Show. Today, super excited to have this guest. This is somebody I'm always excited to meet, whether it's the trade shows that we go see each other at or the events that we catch up on. We have April Lytle from Skodix, who is, and congratulations, April, on this new promotion, the Global Brand Innovation Manager at Skodix. April, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I know that sounds a lot fancier than it is, but essentially it's just taking my love for working with designers and brands and putting it to good use. So
wow.
I'm excited to be in the role and excited to work with that kind of audience.
So tell me more. I mean, so those of us who don't know who you are, give us a little background on you, because you are one of the most talented designers that I've seen for digital embellishment. You've really pushed the envelope on a lot of the different pieces that I've seen come out from your creative brain. But tell us a little bit more about kind of what you do and what led you to be a global brand innovations manager. Let's start there.
Sure. So my professional work history, I worked in digital print. I ran a big Konica Minolta press for a long time, about
no
7
kidding.
Years off and on.
That's so funny.
And then I worked for Kurtz, which is the foil provider, for 7 years doing their marketing, but also have always done design. That's technically what my degree is in, but that was a long time ago because I'm getting quite old now. So I got a degree in 2003 and have sort of been working in and out of the industry since then. But while at Kurtz, I learned especially how to design for embellishments of all kinds. And then towards the tail end of that job, I was learning more about digital embellishment as Kurtz was, you know, expanding in there too. So coming over to Skodix was like, you know, still having the same kind of contacts and loves and passion. And now I get to be, you know, on the ground floor of this new embellishment process. It's more sustainable and super exciting for designers because it's like taking the handcuffs off and giving us more opportunities to do more with design and marketing. So it combines kind of all of my loves in the same place.
I love that. I'm
excited to be here.
So what do you think, before we get into kind of the stuff that you're doing, and I think first of all, hats off to Skodix for really investing in educating the market. I think that is so important. I think that's probably one of the biggest obstacles to adoption is people think they need a very specialized, I guess, designer, somebody who knows how to design for digital embellishment. And what do you think most designers are getting wrong about digital embellishment?
One, they just don't know about it. There's usually a misconception that embellishments are too expensive or that they're too hard to include or that the materials that they're used to with hot stamping, cold foiling are much more limited with digital embellishment. And none of those things are true. One, it's significantly easier to design for digital embellishment, so much so that you have too many options sometimes and like the hamster wheel starts smoking because you're like, I could do this and I could do this. And what if I layered it with this? And so it's almost a little overwhelming in that way.
Yeah.
The materials that are available in terms of foil shades and substrates and all that is pretty much the same. Obviously, uncoated has been the Achilles heel, but with the Emily that we're coming out with, the Drupa, that sort of covers that bridge too. So,
yeah.
I mean, as digital embellishment progresses, those limitations between traditional and digital just keep getting more and more minimal. So,
I love it. I love it.
I would say those are the biggest ones.
Do you feel that people shy away from designing for this new technology if they're not educated, or do you feel that if they've done a job once and they've seen how it come out, do you feel like there's a almost like a pusher effect, like a drug effect, like once you get a taste of it, like you tend to push more jobs to it? What are you seeing out there?
Yes. So I'll compare it to tattoos because I've got many, but once you do it once, like you're like, ooh, I can do it again. And what if I get this? And it's the same thing. I've seen a lot of designers who have adopted digital embellishment. They start nurturing like the prototyping aspect of it.
Yeah.
Because with like traditional hot stamping, for example, you kind of cross your fingers and hope that what you design turns out right. And if it's not, then you have to go through that whole process again. But with the prototyping nature of digital embellishment, you can actually flourish with your creative concepts, and you can like see a whole table full of your different concepts. So, well, this is this foil color, and this is this texture, and this is this combination. And they can make more educated, like creative choices, like sustainably and economically in that way. I mean, I prototyping before for brands would end up being like for an embellished piece would be like literal thousands of dollars. I've seen it start from like 1,000 and go to five. But this is like, hey, here's your shelf ready print in 5 minutes and for a significant fraction of that price. So I think that once designers really get that concept that they can play and actually enjoy themselves and not have like some accounting manager like breathing down their neck, like limiting things that they can do, I think that we'll see even more of digital embellishment come to printers. So.
You know, it's funny. You remind me. I love that point. I remember there's a couple of customers, but one really stands out in my head is a client who was a printer, but it was a printer who had kind of merged with a marketing agency, and they would actually have other agencies, design agencies, advertising agencies come in, and so they had like a breakaway wall, and they put up a wall behind their embellishment press, and they had like leather couches, a wet bar, like a television, a flat screen with like an Xbox. Like it made it like a cool looking room. And the agencies and their designers would come in and basically rent the machine out for like $1,000 an hour and basically just do prototyping sessions. And they would go out and say, oh, okay, can we try the gold foil? How about the hollow foil? What if we put, gold on top of silver? Or what if we did, the hollow on top of hollow? Well, and they started doing these kind of prototyping sessions. And what ended up happening is when they went to pitch the brands, instead of a, hey, imagine what this would look like if we put hollow here and gold here, they're like, well, what do you think of this? No? What do you think of this? What do you think of this? And like you said, something that would have cost $50,000 in prototypes cost them maybe $2,000 or $3,000, and they were able to knock the their pitch set their pitch sessions out of the park by using that kind of a tool, I guess.
So part of my work history was actually in newspaper for a while,
Oh yeah.
and I would do these ad concepts for the salesmen, and they told me that the science behind that is that someone is 80% more likely to buy like your product or your concept if you had something already in hand like that when you went to your meetings. And I mean, what better way to have than to sell some a concept than to have, holographic foil and physical, tangible like textures and, personalization with like their names on it. You go to a meeting and you give them a concept with their name on it. I mean, how much more impactful can you be?
That's
And
right.
everyone, when you think of digital embellishment, a lot of people are just going straight to print, like cards, like greeting cards or invitations or packaging. But, I really want people to also consider the marketing aspect of digital embellishment because now you have like A/B testing. And when you do direct mail, you can do like your top VIP list with their names on it for customization. You can create a top list of your influencers, for example, and make these beautiful like unboxing things to promote new products that you send direct to them at a, in increased like economic reduction and sustainable, it's concurrent with your sustainability messaging because it can all be recycled. So I think that this having this technology brings back a really creative marketing aspect and sort of marries the print with the marketing again in ways that, they were separated by this wall of accounting before. And that removed like this essence of creativity and creative like consumer marketing can come back into the game again.
Oh, for sure. We see a lot of that too with the casinos. I mean, they understand their lists better than anybody else out there, and they know how to target, right, the good stuff to the good to the big players. The casinos are really playing a great game on that. Tell me about some of the brands. So, So what do you do as a brand innovation manager? You go into brands and you teach them how to design for this stuff?
Sure. Well, there's I can do that.
Okay.
Like last year, I went to Pokemon and,
Oh, cool.
talked to their team and worked with their team and gave them some samples and talked about basic like file setup. But I also work on the customer side, so the customers can use me essentially as like their agent for that day, and I'll teach our technology to their customers on their behalf.
Wow.
So I've done kind of both. And then on Tuesday, I actually have like a webinar with an agency to teach their team so directly. So it's like a few different ways that it can be done, but in the end, it's all just about education and empowering, brands, designers, and even our customers to understand the technology a little better.
I'm sure your customers appreciate when you do stuff like that, 'cause you make them look good, right? And ultimately you help them get more work. And that's really something that I've always noticed throughout, my time in digital embellishment is, man, if you can get a designer to do it once, they're hooked. And I always tell clients that. I was like, let's measure what are the reorder rates for somebody who does digital embellishment the first time. How soon do they on their second order, third order, fourth order, how often do they go back to that? And like it's like 80 something percent on what we've been testing. So I mean, it's just a matter of getting a maximum amount of people to kind of taste it, and then you can't go away from it, right?
A really exciting thing that I did, and of course it's not like a huge job, but a comic book artist came to one of our customers and said, "I want this technology on my cover, but I have no idea how to do this, right?" And so I took the art files, they were all just kind of flat Photoshop files from the artist, and I added some really amazing embellishment layers that worked with the design.
That's
Like it
cool.
was this girl with these like, power up like Dragon Ball looking effects
Yeah.
coming off of her, and I put some Cast and Cure on there and some holographics. And I mean, it's sometimes it's hard to remember that, I work for Skodex because
Right.
I'd get so lost into the like helping people realize these design concepts and helping it come to life that I forget that this is like a job. It just
Right.
feels like,
Yeah. You're having fun.
exactly.
That's why I like, that's why we always get along, because I think we both really enjoy what we're doing and we enjoy the market. Listen, if you had like three tips for a new designer who's just coming out of school, doesn't know anything about embellishment, what would you tell them? Like, okay, hey, look, there's this new technology out here. Here are three tips to get the best out of it. What are April's top three tips for designers in digital embellishment?
Sure. One is get familiar with the materials. Work with the Kurtz and the Infinities and the ITWs and the K lasers and the Dragons, and I mean, because they all have their own foil products, and get used to what those colors look like and how they can be used. Another is I have a design guide that I just finished and I uploaded to our website. And it has every tip that I could possibly remember
Very cool.
that I learned myself in this PDF, and just go through it and read it and familiarize yourself with embellishments, and don't be afraid to like kind of shoot for the stars. But at the same time, embellishment is not meant to like cover the entire page. Just think about it like an art piece. Use it intelligently and elegantly and tastefully, and just don't make it tacky.
Less is more, right? That's Matt Redbear's mantra. He's always like, oh God, stop throwing so much varnish on the sheet. Too much is too much. And it distracts from the subtleties. And the subtleties, I think, if you know how to design for it, the more subtle you are, the more impactful you are in your embellishments.
And I guess the last one is to learn how to leverage what the technology can do, because there's ours, there's MGI, there's other providers other than us, but really learn what those applications are, because like for Skodex, you can like put down foil and then put down varnish on top of it that looks like an embossing. We have micro embossing, so you can start learning about lenticular patterns, just really take the time to learn what the equipment does and gather as many samples as you can. We're happy to send them, of course, and figure out and have a good plan in your head. This is the entire range of what this can do, and just set yourself up for the best possible results.
Very good.
Oh, and as a runner-up, and this just goes without saying, if you have any questions ever, always, always, always work directly with your printer.
Right.
working with your printer in advance of you doing a design will always set you up for success every time.
Yeah.
Don't let the communication with the printer be the last stage in production.
Right. Right. That's so true because how many times do printers have to actually redo those files? I think it's like 99.9% of the time.
Yes.
So
Yeah.
I think
And
that's what. Go ahead.
granted, there's more you can do and less limitations with digital embellishment than like maybe traditional methods, but still, if you have questions about patterns, is this going to fill in? Just handle it with your printer up front. Don't be afraid to ask them questions. They would much rather give you the time in the beginning than have to fix everything in the end, I promise.
Oh, I totally agree with that. 100%. 100%. So, are you going to Drupa? Are you going to be in Germany, for the show?
Oh yes.
Very cool.
So I think Skodex has taken this education piece pretty seriously, which is amazing. And we have a space dedicated in our booth specific to brands and designers, to be able to come in and it's not so sell the machine atmosphere. So we have like a dedicated education space. Where I get to talk about our new AI software for file setup and embellishment visualization. We have the live demos of our MLE. That's the new multi-layer embellishment that does multiple passes, which can do this really cool sculpture effect. It can do braille. It goes on uncoated sheets, which I think is amazing. I want all designers to see that. I've got these really cool sample kits that I just finished up. They're going to be shipped to the show and I put together. I worked with an external designer, and came up with these really amazing package designs that'll be in a kit that I'll be giving out at the show. So
Very cool.
excited to be there. Obviously not my first time to Germany. When I worked at Kurtz, I was there several times, but
Did you do Drupa, or is this your first
no, no.
Drupa?
There in like Nuremberg, so it's all like Bavaria area. So it's like
Well, which is
eating
a nice place.
Frostenkraut and taking steam engines in the countryside. It was pretty awesome.
Well, bring some comfortable shoes, April. That's my one piece of advice I would tell you is bring some comfortable shoes because you're going to need them for Drupa.
They got me a stool.
Oh, well, it's not gonna, yeah. Stool all you want. You're going to be standing up most of the time. Well, listen, April, I look forward to seeing you at Drupa. Congratulations on your new promotion, and thank you for doing such a great job of going out there and educating the market. On how to utilize and leverage these new technologies. I think you and I are very, very much in sync on the importance that education plays to grow the market and to grow the amount of just really cool print that's going to be done with designers who know what they're doing.
Oh, thank you. My passion is just to see print evolve in cooler and neater things being produced. So I think you and I are very much aligned in that. So
Yeah, that's our why, and I think we have a similar why. So,
yes.
April, thank you again for everything. If you want, I recommend you follow April on LinkedIn. She posts regularly some good content. And if you have any questions about how to get educated on how to design, please don't hesitate to reach out to her on LinkedIn.
Yes.
Or, yeah, I think that's probably the best way to get a hold of her.
Yeah, I am happy to nerd out about the subject anytime, so please reach out.
That's awesome. Which was really this what that's what this was. This was a total nerd out session. So I always enjoy talking to you about this. So
All
thank you
right.
again, April.
Yeah, of
Have a
course.
safe trip. Congratulations on everything, and I will see you in a couple weeks.
All right, thanks. Looking forward to it.